USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is starting off the week seemingly miles apart on an interim coronavirus bill to boost small businesses. Republican leaders are pushing for a $250 billion aid package that would go right to small businesses. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are pushing to expand and include more money that would go to hospitals and state and local governments. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, tells Fox News,
I hope that the Democrats will come to their senses this week. We put funding into hospitals and the state and city governments for their responses to this virus just in this same legislation a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, the only program that's at risk of running out of money are the small business loans.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state's coronavirus curve is continuing to flatten. Speaking in New York, Cuomo says New York appears to have reached a plateau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
One of the largest pork-producing facilities in the country is closing until further notice. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A processing plant that accounts for about 5% of the pork production in America is now shutting down after scores of workers there were infected with coronavirus. About 240 employees at the Smithfield facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, have tested positive for the illness. In announcing the move yesterday, Smithfield President and CEO Kenneth Sullivan said the country is now being pushed, in his words, perilously close to the edge in terms of our meat supply. He also warned it's impossible to keep grocery stores stocked if plants are not running.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson issues a video apology and owns up to a racial slur that he said Sunday night during an iRace event. NASCAR and Chip Ganassi Racing have suspended Larson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
OPEC members met over the weekend and agreed to a $10 billion per barrel cut in oil production beginning May 1st. That will have little impact with the price at the pump due to the reduced rate of driving around the world because of the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump for American motorists continues to fall.
The national average has dropped 8 cents a gallon in the last week and currently stands at $1.83 a gallon, 45 cents lower than a month ago, and a whopping dollar per gallon lower than 1 year ago.
Looking across the country, DeHaan tells us there's a widespread price difference.
Across the country, the nation's lowest prices can be found in the state of Wisconsin, where the average is $1.29 per gallon. The priciest gasoline can be found in the West Coast, where Hawaii leads with prices still at $3.15 on average, followed by California at $2.86 and Washington State at $2.60.
This is John Clemens reporting.
ABC's Good Morning America and this week host George Stephanopoulos says he has COVID-19. He revealed his diagnosis on Monday and talks about his experience.
I went to bed early with some lower back pain. I actually thought it was from a hard workout, and it cleared up the next morning. And then several days after that, I had one day where I had a diminished sense of smell. But that's really been it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.